Grumpy Elephants podcast. I am your co-host Jake, here with
Jason.
This is the other co-hosting this bitch into the ground. This isn't even really. What are you drinking? Is that pickle juice?
Motherfucker, that's Mountain Dew.
That's Mountain Dew out of a.
That's it. Does look like pickle juice up here?
I was like, what the hell?
My wife thought it was cool to have Mason jar, so we look country. I mean, she got him for looks.
Well, now it looks like pickle juice.
Now I look like I'm a hillbilly.
I thought that was savage there for a second. I was like, yo, he doesn't give a fuck about nobody.
No, I'm drinking pickle juice, bitch.
So I guess this isn't even really episode one, is it? It's more of like...
No, it's actually episode two. We'll come out with the forgotten tapes of episode one down the road sometime.
Yeah, the lost episode.
The lost episode. We went ahead and did that one first, you know, so it could be legit.
I mean, this is more of like 1.5 or like episode one, take two.
So I had a funny thought before we get started. Now, I know we're recording, and that's fine. But how cool would it be if I was like, we talk about the stories that we talk about at the end. I get my son's opinions on some of these stories and just let them tell us what they think of it. I mean, I'm not doing it now. I don't want to put them on the spot or anything. But I had this idea. I thought, you know, there's some potential good material right there if Alice wanted to chime in on any one of these stories, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I thought it would be funny.
That'd be putting,
see what they thought.
That'd be putting your kids out on blast for a roasting, though, on the internet.
He probably wouldn't do it.
No, Dad, chill.
He's already walked out. When he realized that you were alive, he walked out.
Dad, so. Chill. Stop, bro.
No, it's not. No. Bro, what's this?
Bro.
Gotta do the hair. You gotta do that, all that. Yeah, I got two boys, 17 and 16. And they're about to be 18 and 17, so.
Hell yeah. So, first thing that I've noticed. Marvel, let's see, here we go. This is Hollywood Reporter. Marvel reveals first gay teen Captain America.
Well, it's about time, isn't it? It's about time.
No!
I mean, we have been lacking in the superhero world of the gay guy. I'm just surprised it took this long, to be honest.
There are gay superheroes. Like, what's his name? I think Bunker from Teen Titans. I think that's his name. And he's Mexican, too, so he's, like, deeper in the intersectionality scale. But...
There's a scale there?
There's a scale. It's the intersectionality scale. It's like...
So he's, like, the minority of the gays?
Yeah, so, like, that makes him better than you.
Super gay. He's more gay than your average gay.
He's on, like, a 7.5 on the gay Richter scale.
Oh, rectal. I mean, Richter. Yes.
But you know, it seems like let's see, what's this guy's name?
Is that because they put Dick Face in retirement in the last Avengers?
Well, this has nothing to do with the movies. This is in the comics.
Oh, just comics. Okay.
Aaron Fisher represents the first LGBTQ character to pick up Cap's shield in the comics' 80-year history. Now, a fearless teen who stepped up to protect fellow runaways and the unhoused. So, he's going to be protecting homeless people.
In San Francisco? Is that what we're
talking
about?
I would just go ahead and make that assumption.
Yeah.
Aaron is inspired by heroes of the queer community. Are you allowed to say that? I don't know if you're allowed to
only
say that.
If you're, I think you are if you're
one of them.
One of them, yeah. It's like that's their word now. I mean, there's a lot of words that they're a word. That's their word.
He stands for the oppressed and the forgotten. I thought Captain America was supposed to represent America. I thought he was supposed to stand for America.
Yeah, but America is more, with all of the immigration problems now, I mean, that's probably what America is now. It's, you know, so you got a Mexican guy in San Francisco looking out for undocumented Americans.
No. This is, I guess, the artist on the work. I really enjoyed designing him as a transgender person. I'm happy to be able to represent an openly gay person who admires Captain America and fights against evil to help those who are almost invisible to society. While I was drawing him, I thought, well, Cap fights against super powerful beings and saves the world almost always, but Aaron helps those who walk alone in the street with problems that they face every day. What the fuck is this garbage?
It's called pandering, my man.
They're pandering to a group of people who don't even read the fucking comics.
Exactly. That's why they're doing it. They want to try to draw in a new crowd.
And by the way,
it's perfect for my next story, by the way.
I'm gonna have a picture of him up so everybody will be able to see. He looks like a bottom. Captain America's not a bottom.
B-O-I, is that what you're saying?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
B-O-I is boy, but it's a bottom.
Oh, so yeah.
That's what we talked about that.
But I just think that's fucking crazy. Insane, dude. I think that, you know, you want to have a gay superhero, make a gay superhero like they did with Teen Titans. But
make something up out of nowhere. Don't read. You know. Don't read.
Redesign an entire character.
Already established superhero.
Yeah.
That's what pisses everybody off.
Really, yeah.
But they want that. They want outrage because then people draw lines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're against this because they're gay? Well, let me get 10 of my gay friends and now we'll start getting a comic book. And the drawer's mind. That's exactly how he thinks it goes down. Oh, we're just going to cause some controversy, get some people pissed off, and because that's what they always do. Bad publicity is good publicity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I guess.
That's kind of what they think. But that's how it always starts out.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to draw a line before it gets serious.
Well,
I think it's stupid.
Marvel, I will not be purchasing your comic book. And I do purchase some of your comic books under a comic book subscription. I am one of the few people who still do. So just know, your actual consumer, is not happy about this.
Now, are you not happy because you liked the original Captain America?
I'm not happy because you're changing what Captain America stands for.
To pander to a minority of people
who don't even read the fucking comics.
Right, that don't give a shit about your comics.
Yeah, yeah. Captain America stands for...
Because if it's not in the movie anyway, they could care less anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nobody fucking reads the comic books anymore. Except for, like, me and 12 others.
And that's why they're doing it.
But...
That's why they're doing it. Because they need some outreach and, you know...
But to completely change a fucking character like that, that's ridiculous.
Since when did Captain...
Uh-oh. I think you lagged. I think you lagged a little bit. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That's my side.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're good. Okay, so I said... Has Captain Planet...
Captain Planet. I'm not
new with all the comics. You remember... No, I'm sorry. Captain Marvel. Has she always been a girl? Has that character always been a girl?
So, I don't think Captain Marvel has always been a girl, but I think there are two Captain Marvels.
Oh. See, I don't know my comics like you do.
Let's see here. I can definitely pull it up. No, not Captain Marvel film. Let's see. I think the character started out as a male, but eventually ended up being female.
Like I said, it wasn't done just for the Avengers.
No. Okay. Captain Marvel's been a woman for a long time, I think.
Okay.
It says here. Let's see. Damn, dude, Captain Marvel's got some big ass titties in the comics, though. I'll fucks with that. Well, there's actually several different Captain Marvels. Monica Rambeau.
Fitting. I mean, how many Spider-Mans and Supermans
are there? Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, they
There's plenty more Spider-Mans than there are Supermen. But the Spider-Mans, like, they're all also in different universes. Let's see. The second Captain Marvel was created by Roger Stern and artist John Romita Jr. John Romita's Jr. and Sr. are very, very, like, well-known comic book artists. She first appeared in The Amazing Spider-Man Annual Number 16 in 1982. And that's Monica Rambeau. Who also looks to be black. So, there you go. It looks like you can have your intersectionality, and you can have your female superheroes and all this, that, and the third without completely fucking over everything. But this is ridiculous.
Oh, that's only going to get better from here.
This is ridiculous. I mean, he's wearing overalls.
What?
Yeah.
Well, like a romper?
No.
Romper?
Okay. No, it's just like a white tank top and overalls.
For like 15 minutes. They were doing some shit like that for like 15 minutes. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And I was like, please God, no. Please do not make this a thing. I mean, I'm just getting over Crocs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. And they're still around. My brother wears them. And I was like, what are those? Every time I see them.
Yeah, Crocs. Crocs are fucking ridiculous.
I know a certain someone that loves some Crocs, too.
Do you?
We work with him. Yeah. Y'all remember that conversation that we had with...
Oh, yeah. So, speaking of, there's one coworker we work with who we know is going to see this. Okay.
Yes.
So, is there anything you want to address from...
You're a liar.
Is there anything you want to address from yesterday?
Not a thing? Men don't bitch about shit. They just move on. That's the best I can do.
Motherfucker called me last night. Man, do you think Marty was pissed off with me?
No, it wasn't last night. It was like 5 minutes after I left the plant.
Yeah, That was hilarious.
I was worried that I pissed him off. But I moved over. I moved past that. I feel like I was just overthinking it.
100%.
Yeah. Which I have a lot. I have a tendency to do quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, all right, what you anyway, got? You got something for us?
I think it's funny as fuck. Okay. So let me set the stage for you on this one. Okay, do you remember back in 2000? I want to say it was 2019. Monopoly had just came out with a new way of playing their game, and women got $1,900 to start the game, and men kept the original $1,500. You remember that?
I think I heard something about that, but I thought it was fake.
Oh no, it was real. And also, when a woman character or player passes go, they get 240. And if a man or boy player, which now this is risky because they're assuming genders too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know how they get away with, appointing pronouns here or genders, but they get the original 200. This is all to make it more, it's all in the name of equity, equal rights and all that.
Well, so, that's not equal.
Exactly. Because their thinking was guys get better jobs in Monopoly, guys get a better opportunities in Monopoly than women do. So that's why they changed the rules for women.
That doesn't even make sense.
Exactly.
I thought genders. I thought there were only like, or excuse me. I thought there weren't genders anymore.
No, this is a step above the argument of putting the toilet seat down.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
That's all this is. But here we go. Now I need you to hear me out. Okay. So yesterday, and I found this story on Newsmax, and I was like, bro, I've got to talk about this. So the toy maker Hasbro is changing the time-honored classic board game Monopoly by altering the community chess cards. So there's no longer going to be 1 second place in a beauty contest, collect $10 and shit like that. They're going to make it to where instead of those kind of... What they're saying is they want to update. After 2020, we learned that community means a whole lot more in real life. So we want to represent and update our game to modernize and be more community helpful or whatever the fuck that means. So new cards would be like, hey, you just shop local all week, collect $200. Okay? That's just fine. But and then there's another one called you just rescued a puppy, collect whatever. And then the other one's like, you helped your neighbors, and I don't know what, like, it doesn't say what they're replacing that card with. But here's the thing, they are not addressing the real issue of Monopoly, the stereotype of Baltic Mediterranean Avenue, the poorest city in Monopoly. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So, but here's the thing. They want you to go to their website, and I'm going to urge anybody that watches this video to please go to their website, and it's HasbroToys.com or something like that. There's a link on this story, but it doesn't say what their website is. But you can vote on community chess cards, and I thought it would be an awesome idea to put some of ours in there, or we could come up with some new. But it's all in the for the woke times, they call it.
Oh man,
Monopoly alters community chess cards for woke times. So you got to be thinking woke when you come up with your idea for your new community chess card. But this is a real thing. They're really doing this. And at first, I thought it was a joke. So I went to the website. And it's real. They're actually changing all the, you know. After they did the $1,900 for women and $240 for passing go for women, that won't enough to keep them in the. I feel like they're just pandering. But they're also probably, nobody's buying, who the fuck buys board games anymore? Unless you're going on vacation in a cabin. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
nobody buys board games anymore. So they got to get relevant somehow. And this, I feel like this is why they're doing it. So I went and try to find their, how much their stocks are, how much a share of stocks is. And I couldn't find anything on it really. So I just gave up on it. But.
Well, I do have to say, I'm actually in the middle of a game of Monopoly right now, and I just held the door open for a trans person, which means I get to kill a white person. Jason. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm still in the middle of a game that I've told you about Monopoly in my house. That's why.
Your family doesn't play Monopoly anymore.
We are not allowed to play Monopoly here.
Yeah.
Now we will play it on the. My son downloaded the video game Monopoly, which is okay because, you know, it keeps track of everything. And, you know, you can see everybody what they're doing. So it's less likely to have a big issue to where a phone gets smashed up against the wall.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I just cannot understand why people don't see past this bullshit. This is just 100% mega pandering to, but I don't know to who, because nobody fucking gives a shit about
you know, and that's the thing too, is like, the only people who play Monopoly are old schoolers.
Right. And they don't, you know what I'm saying? They're already in bed after they gone at 8 at 6 o'clock. They're already in bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Before anybody's ready to play Monopoly. Anybody ever play Monopoly in the middle of the day, they're psychopaths. It's, that's almost midnight to start. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. That shit will go into like 4 in the morning, and then everybody wants to kill each other.
Yeah.
So, I just think it's ridiculous that everything is getting changed for the woke crowd.
And nothing for the squeaky wheel. For the squeaky wheel, too.
But nothing's off limits. There's nothing that's off limits.
Oh, no.
That can be woke washed.
It's hashtag WW. I want to see it on Twitter. Hashtag WW, woke washed. No, they're coming for our comics. They're coming for our Monopoly. They're coming for everything.
They're in video games now, too.
They're in video games now, too. We've seen that with all the press on Last of Us Part 2 when that came out, when that released. You know, we see all these fucking dipshits drooling over the Life is Strange games. Those games are fucking ridiculous. Get out of here. Get out of here.
They're more popular in porn memes than anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, like, I'll tell you. You want me to get woke? Put that shit in Doom Eternal. If you tell me Doom guy is gay, I'm all in for the gay community. Let's go. I don't care what you're doing, though. Let's kill some demons.
But the problem is, they can't leave it like that. They're going to have to do something to alter the way you love that game.
Oh, yeah.
To make you hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
You will hate it. Because they fucked with a game that you love to play.
Yeah.
The way it's been designed, the way you learned to play that game and enjoyed many hours of playing that game. They can't stop at just calling the guy gay.
And now here's the demon butt fucking level.
Something. It will fuck you up.
Yeah, they're gonna have the demon butt fucking level.
Well, that's different. I mean, you can still chainsaw through somebody's anus, you know, but
yeah, yeah.
I think it's gonna be something like instead of chainsaws, now you have dog leashes. Or, you know, you have to walk around with spritzer bottles or something. You know, yeah, a good old giant wackadoodle dildo, you know, for your secondary weapon, you know.
Yeah, yeah. A big old black dildo.
Well, see, yeah, I was just going to say, like, rainbow color, just to be inclusive.
A rainbow color dildo?
Yeah. Yeah, that way, you know, and look, I was playing Rocket League the other day, and I got, you know, I leveled up, and I got a awesome rainbow trail. You know, when you turbo, you got the trail.
Yeah.
It's the fucking rainbow, and it, like, sounds like sparkling shit. But
that's fucking adorable.
Yeah. I haven't put it on, because I probably won't.
So, I'm trying to find some stats on this. Immigration. I saw some stats this morning on how many illegal immigrants are crossing the border and how many children they have detained. Where they've got like thousands of kids. And then I think they have several hundred, like, teenagers being held in, like, adult facilities up there.
I heard something yesterday that they're being shipped to Texas, like a stadium, a convention center up there.
Yeah.
Down there in Texas. And what they were saying was they're still separating them from parents. That's what got Trump in trouble, was separating them from their parents.
The reason I brought this, excuse me. The reason I was kind of looking for those stats is because, you know, everybody thinks just open borders. We should have everybody come over here. La da 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 da. Nothing's gonna go bad. Illegal immigrant from Mexico wanted for raping two young girls is killed by Texas cop.
I saw that.
Good.
I saw that.
Good. Fucking yeah. Good. He was 46 years old. Where was he? He was shot and killed in Texas, but he wasn't living in Texas. What's it say here? He was... I can't find it, but I think it said he was from, like, Arkansas or something is where he was staying at. And then ended up in Texas. Yeah. The suspect was accused of repeatedly molesting two young daughters of his Arkansas girlfriend, authorities said. Both girls were under age 10.
Wow.
Yep.
Yep. The cop.
Approximately 20 years ago, he was arrested on felony charges similar to that on what we have on him in this case now, Captain Scott Harwell of the El Dorado Police Department in Arkansas told the station. And he was deported back to Mexico. And then he came back and did it again. I don't know. It just says that one time. He was wanted on 5 felony counts of rape and 6 felony counts of indecency with a child. All involving the two girls.
There's a special place in hell for people like that, and I'm sure he'll find it.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's where he's headed. I was going to talk about similar to something like that, but with the... What I don't understand is how... I heard a stat, and I'm going to try to be as accurate as I can on it. But it was a 20% chance that an immigrant has COVID. Right.
Oh, well, they're already talking about how they're fucking getting these motherfuckers positive with COVID and just shipping them on to other states, North Carolina being one.
Everywhere. So there's your third wave, folks.
Yeah.
That's what's going to be blamed on the third wave. And if we start shutting shit back down, dude, I'm going to fucking lose it. If my kids go back to school at the end of this month, they go back full time. That shit gets fucked up. I'm going to get pissed.
Oh yeah,
about it. But I am gonna be pissed.
And so you and your wife are throwing that party for the kids going back to school.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dude, here's how bad it is. They are excited about going back to school.
Really? Yes.
They were celebrating with us about getting to go back to school.
No
That's
shit.
That's how bad it's gotten.
They're fucking tired of dad shutting off their video games.
Not only that, dude, they have nothing to do. You know how boring? You know what I mean? We like playing video games, and we can play video games all the time, but we also work.
Yeah.
If you had nothing else to do but play video games, sure, you would still play. But there would come a time where, damn, I need something to do. I want something different to do. We've tried to help them with getting hobbies and doing stuff, and you know, Austin's got him a job now, so he's got that going on. But Alex really don't have nothing much to do. Yeah, so he's just been watching YouTube. So he's a YouTube professional at this point because that's all he's done since school has been shut down.
Yeah, but
they were absolutely excited about going back to school, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
More excited than I was. Because now I got to start getting up every damn morning at 6 o'clock to make sure to get on the bus. But, you know.
Don't let that bus be late. Don't let that fucking bus be late.
Let me tell you something about them motherfuckers in this bus.
Yes.
Okay, here's the thing. They're doing they got A and B, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And Group A goes Monday and Tuesday. Nobody goes on Wednesday. Group B goes on Thursday and Friday, right? So half the school is going on Monday and Tuesday. The other half is going on Thursday and Friday. But you still can't find enough freaking bus drivers to pick up all the kids on that day without being an hour and fucking a half late. And then they tell me when they get there, they said they missed the bus. I said, how the hell did you miss the bus and never showed up? And now he's like, no, you missed the bus. And I'm like, why they were texting me that? I passed their bus. Their bus passes me on the street. And I'm like, that's funny because I'm looking at your fucking bus right now. How the hell did you miss the bus when I'm looking at it? It ain't made it to the house yet. Bullshit. And then it was going to be, they get off at 1:45. They won't get home to like almost 4 o'clock. But being on the bus, they were going to just sit on the bus because the route, they do two routes on one bus. So whoever's on the second route just sits there until the bus driver gets around to that route.
Yeah. And, wow.
Yeah, it pissed me off too. I called that school anonymously and just gave them the what, you know, what for.
Gave them the 2 cents.
I gave him the, oh yeah, I gave him 2 cents plus, you know, a couple of coupons.
Gave him the 1-2, the old 1-2.
Gave him the old 1-2, bro. And, but I mean, I'm like, come on, dude. You're already getting out at 1:45, you know, instead of your standard, what, 3 o'clock. And now you're going to be an hour and a half late. What's the fucking point of even going to school that day if you're going to be an hour and a half late and they're already getting out at 1:45? You know what I'm saying? Plus, you got that hour of lunch that they have to have lunch. You know, they got to have lunch. But then, and then they turn around and close schools this week for a windstorm and a fog brewing. You know, all hell was breaking loose.
How did everything go, by the way?
Was it not, Jake? Was it not worse Friday than it was Thursday?
Yeah.
As far as weather. Guess what? They went to school on Friday because our school board in this county is fucking stupid. I'll leave you with that. That's all I got to say about it. I don't know where they come up with decisions to close schools, but I'm telling you, now that they got, y'all listen to me, and I know this to be true. Now that they got this remote learning in their back pocket where they can, there's no consequence as much. Because they don't give a shit about the parents, okay? They don't give a shit if you have to take off work. They don't give a shit if you have to leave early and go pick up your kids. They don't care. They got that remote learning in their back pocket. They can close schools on any time for any reason now because it won't count against them having to stay late in the year or make up days because it was a remote learning day. Believe it. It's real.
Yeah, it's so for those of you guys listening or watching, we're based out of North Carolina, and we just had
the storm of the century.
The worst storm of the century is what we were led to believe, and it was the sun was out by 6 o'clock.
It was a little windy.
It was a little windy.
But it was windy. It's windier today than it was Thursday.
Yeah.
I mean, really, when I got out, when I got to my first stop at work Thursday morning, it was actually a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little humid. It was a little muggy, but it wasn't bad. However, Friday, I got fucking soaked. And I'm like, this is worse today than it was the day you actually closed the fucking schools. I'm just wondering, how long do we let weather guys just be fucking wrong and never be called out? Here's what pisses me off. They'll come up with some bullshit like, yeah, we really dodged a bullet on this one, or we really, you know, came unscathed, instead of saying, I was completely fucking wrong, or I really fucked this one. No, it's... we dodged a bullet. They're fucking wrong almost all the fucking time. The only time they're right is when you want it to rain. I mean, hold on, let me say this right. The only time they're right is when you don't want it to rain and it rains. That's it.
Yeah.
If you're playing something outside and you don't want it to rain, they say it's going to rain, it will fucking rain. But that's the only time they're right. They're wrong more than they're right. They're the only fucking profession that could be wrong 99.9% of the time and never get called out on it. Except if you accidentally say snow.
So, what do you propose? You just got grumped. Weatherman,
grumped, motherfucker.
Weatherman, you just got grumped.
I'm talking to you, Greg Fischel.
Oh shit!
But
like, you think? Do you think like like 10 lashes on the back for each wrong prediction.
No, I mean, that's funny. That would be hilarious. But I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying. I mean, they're the ones that made up the science. They're the ones that taught us what it meant. What does it really mean to be fucking partly cloudy or partly sunny? That's their words. Instead of saying, hey, I don't know if it's going to be cloudy today, all day today, or if it's going to be sunny all day today. So let's just say fucking partly cloudy or partly sunny. That way, we cover both bases. We are not technically wrong, but we're not fucking right either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know about any of this.
Except our local weather guy on our radio station that we listen to. I like him.
Ray Stajic?
Ray Stajic really tries to do the right thing. But he was up in the hype with this storm of the century, yeah. Too, now.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't really just give him a pass on it. I don't know what their radars were showing him. But, motherfucker, we must have had a dome over our county. We didn't get none of it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what the fuck happened.
I did hear some people here in North Carolina did get a storm.
Yes, they did.
But it was no storm of the century.
No. And have you not been in school and not had to do a fucking tornado drill?
Well, didn't they evacuate one of the news stations here in North Carolina? Like in the middle of a broadcast? It started raining or whatever, and they were like, oh God, everybody, we must evacuate.
Oh shit. I saw a snowflake.
Oh shit. Hey, I'd freak out if I saw a snowflake.
That kind of snowflake scares me too. So I just readjusted my camera because it fell off there.
Anytime I show up to the game shop, the snowflakes are all playing Monopoly. I gotta get the fuck out of there.
Oh shit, those wokes.
They're playing woke Monopoly.
Woke wash, folks.
Hashtag WW.
Dude, remember, we came up with this shit. Woke wash.
Woke wash.
That's real. It's a real thing. Anyway. That's always my thing with the weather people. I know it's a real thing. I just make jokes about it, but I've never seen any profession that could be that wrong all the time, and nobody ever seems to. It's almost like Kenny dying at South Park, but nobody remembers it the next episode. Like, everything's just going back to normal. Oh yeah, I fucked up. Yeah, we had a fucking earthquake, or we had a fucking hurricane. I forgot to call it. But, you know, I just said it was partly cloudy that day. So, you know, kind of covered my ass on that one.
Woo. Yeah.
You know.
Well, so, I think we should probably, we're about to hit 40 minutes on this episode. I think we should probably wrap it up because we did a first episode, last week, and we tried to upload it to YouTube, and it said it uploaded, and then after it uploaded, it said it had to process, and no shit, it was processing for like 2 or 3 days before I eventually got a notification that said failure to process.
No, it was failure to be woke, and we got wokenized.
So well, you know, I'm gonna take getting wokenized with a grain of salt, and we're gonna grump them.
Fuck yeah. Right.
We're gonna get them grumped.
Too grumpy of us, motherfuckers.
I'm Jake.
I'm Jason.
And we'll see you guys next week.